EYL University is the biggest online platform for education, but it's much, much more. It's actually a community. Our private Facebook group has over 8,000 members and 20 Infinity groups. The students teach themselves just as much as the professors do. We have weekly webinars. We have over 100 past webinars. You get access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Real Estate Blueprint. You get access to monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. You get access to our monthly group chat investment calls and much, much more. So, go to EYLUniversity.com right now and take advantage of our limited offer, blowout sale, 65% off of the annual membership. EYLUniversity.com right now and become an earner.
Earners, what's going on? You are now locked into Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice.
One last word about crypto is dollar cost averaging. There's one thing we talked about with Hill Harper yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, if every black family puts $5 a day into Bitcoin, he had like this whole formula that he was like, it could like raise the black wealth by like $60 billion or something. He had a whole formula.
That's a great presenter.
The greatest gainer of wealth in the history of mankind for black
people. That's something that I don't think people, you can dollar cost average with crypto and you buy a certain amount every single month, Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatever you believe in, but just buy it because over the course, Bitcoin, I'm on the record.
The quality ones.
Bitcoin will be $250,000 within the next couple of years. High probability. Yeah, high likely. He actually broke it even down, even like Bitcoin is going to get so high at one point, it's really going to be Satoshis. Satoshis is like fractions of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And that's what people are really going to, you know, that's the use case even more than actual Bitcoins, because Bitcoin, once Bitcoin is like 500,000, it's like, you know, people ain't really going to be looking at it like that. It's really just going to be like gold. He actually brought up a lot of good analogies where it's like a brick of gold. At one point, we actually used to look at a brick of gold. How much is a brick of gold worth? But now, once the brick of gold got so out of touch for most people financially, now we measure gold by ounces. Mm-hmm. So now you go by the ounce of gold. So his theory is that once Bitcoin reaches, you know, six figures, 500,000, we're going to use Satoshis to really, we're going to talk about Satoshis more than we talk about Bitcoin. The same way we talk about ounces of gold more than we talk about a brick of gold.
Yeah. So each Bitcoin will have, like, I think he said something like a million Satoshis inside. So I think the supply was up to 18, almost 19 million. Is that the number for Bitcoin? I believe so. And so inside that, you're going to have Satoshis coming from it. So he said, actually, he went higher than 250.
He said 500,000.
500,000, man.
Over what, a 10-year period?
Well, yeah, eventually. Well, yeah. I say 250, like, within the next couple, five
Four
years.
4 years? Yeah.
But it definitely going to hit. Yeah, I mean, it's one of these things where there's no stopping.
Can't stop it. The train is at the station.
And especially if on a consumer side, like, if you there aren't any gains, and people are not settling for 7 to 12%, and you need a higher, you need like a ironclad asset that's going to drive, like, that's going to be the predominant player. Like, Bitcoin is like the DAO of crypto. So it's the safest thing, more institutional buy-in. I can see that, but you guys got to be careful. And I know we always say do your own research, but master this. I know some of you got other jobs and stuff, but you have to put the time. This is the most important job that you have.
Hey, real quick.
He said, he said another thing about Bitcoin that was interesting, where it's like, you know, a lot of fear has always been government regulation. And it's like governments can shut it down. Governments can stop it. And that's what happened in 2018. And that really hurt the market. But he was explaining to us how in Nigeria, Bitcoin is illegal. But in Nigeria, Bitcoin is selling for $89,000. That's another thing too. People don't realize Bitcoin is different. They have different prices depending on where you are in the world. Mm-hmm. So in Nigeria, Bitcoin is selling for $89,000. Even though it's outlawed by the government, you can't stop it. Governments can't stop it. And the reason why it's selling for $89,000 is because it's outlawed. So it's even harder. But governments can't stop it. Nothing can stop crypto.
Peer-to-peer transaction.
Nothing can stop crypto and nothing can stop Bitcoin. Yeah. I'm on the record of saying that.
Yeah, I just want a quick shout out, really quick, because I was actually in a crypto class. Shout out to everybody in EYL University and everybody that was in the crypto class. Big shout out to Alistair. I watched this gentleman teach he broke down, like, even how to make interest off investing in crypto, which mm-hmm. was fascinating. And I had known about Pancake, C-A-K-E is the ticker. But the way he broke it down was incredible. Like, you can make interest off of owning the asset. And so that's a whole different game. It was an advanced conversation, and I was just happy to be part of it. So shout out to Alex. I just want to give him his props.
Now, right, I remember now. We had that conversation with Jason Lewis in 2017 Legend. When he was saying, because that's what I was talking about, like Bitcoin, like what's the, like, you have all these Bitcoins, but what are you going to do with it? I'm not selling Bitcoin because I think it's going to go up in value, but the lending. And that's what he was talking, and that's what Hill Harper was talking about with Mike Novacek, Novogratz. Is a Bitcoin billionaire.
One of the three.
He's a Bitcoin billionaire, and there's only a few of them in America. Remember, I said that. You don't know who I know.
GBTC, for those of you that are looking at the stock, 3777 is not a bad place to get in. On the house. Set it pending order. You'll be good.
All right.
The crystal ball is coming out, yo.
We have talked about crypto. I hope you guys are happy. We have.
And for those of you who are going to watch later, I'm not changing my stance. On anything, the thing that I want to show you is how to invest in everything. I don't care if it's wheat, corn, palladium, platinum, cornmeal, donkey hooves. I don't like. You should know how to price and plot it, and know what the overall market value or market cap of it is, and know how to be able to extrapolate money out of it. Because what if a market does get locked up? So I want you to be able to show you how to work your way through anyone. But yeah, let's get to it. And then for those, shout out to everybody that's going to ask questions. You probably should ask about some stocks and entries because y'all didn't do that last week, and I was ready to go crazy. So
precursor,
can we talk about Netflix? Netflix?
Yeah. We're gonna talk about it in the earnings report, but yeah, everybody knows that I'm bullish on Disney, just because of everything they represent prior to Corona, but even more so with the streaming service. And so tomorrow, Netflix is gonna be reporting, and I read an interesting article about consolidation in the streaming service industry. And so they said about 37% of people are now ending their subscriptions because the space has gotten so large. And so you got Amazon Prime, you got Disney, you got Peacock, HBO Max, Apple TV. And interestingly enough, Netflix is about to report that they're going to have 6 million new subscribers for the first quarter, which is less than half. Think about this, less than half than they had last year. So they have 15.8 million people subscribed. This year, they're doing about 6 million. So that's an interesting look at what's happening in the streaming space. I'm very interested to see what Netflix does. I still believe in it. I still believe them and Disney obviously are the one and two in the space. But
that HBO cord Max cut, making it hard.
HBO Max, Amazon Prime is making it hard. Have you watched them?
No.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah.
What is it? What's it called?
Them.
Yeah, I couldn't.
What's it about?
The plight.
The plight of what? Black people?
Jordan Peele did it. So, you know, there's always lessons inside.
Shout out to Jordan Peele. He's a legend.
Yeah, that's on Amazon Prime. But all these streaming services have came into the space. And now Netflix, which was so far ahead, 10, 12 years ahead of them, the subscriptions have dwindled a little bit. So I'll be interested to see what their earnings are. What's your thoughts, Ian?
They're faced with a bunch of competition. It's no different than any other service. Like, and I put it earlier, like the ultimate competitive advantage that you can have is having no competition. So you can build a base and end up being a pioneer in the space and end up not being the one who gets the lion's share of the market. They'll be great. I mean, like my long target for Netflix is 761.05 in 3 years. So they'll be okay, but they have some serious pressure. I mean, like Netflix is like Drake, but Disney looking like Lil Baby. You know, so there's a lot of competition that they're going to face, and they're going to give up. Now, if they have half the subscriber base and they adjust prices, maybe they can do something. But, man, the amount of debt they have taken on to make original content, that I think will be the thing that eventually will take them down. Because if people don't know, it wasn't Netflix alone that put Blockbuster out of business. It was the debt that Blockbuster had that allowed Netflix to be able to come in and then take that space. That's why even in business, I'm like, no debt is amazing. And I know Grant like, yo, debt, okay, I get it. But some of the biggest businesses have gotten taken over or overrun, or corporate takeovers have happened because there was too much debt on the balance sheets. And that's what killed Blockbuster. So it would be kind of interesting, or a little bit of karma if they died the same fate and got put out of business for the same reason that Blockbuster did. So
I stand corrected. I said Jordan Peele, lean away.
Jordan Peele did not.
He didn't do it.
Did not. 1,000% did not lean away. Correct that. Shout out to her.
Shout out to the Shy, another one of her great shows.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, but it's the story about a family I don't want to give everything away, but they moved to Compton. And so we think of Compton present day, it was like predominantly Black families. We think of obviously the people, the great people who have come from Compton, but it's interesting to see the dynamics of how they've painted Compton in the early 20s. And so it's a tough watch, but an interesting watch nonetheless.
There you have it.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what, Ian, and to add to what you said about Netflix, they're trying to change up. So like you said, they had to lease a lot of their content early on. They're trying to make new original content. I think that one of the things they're going to do now is try to make weekly original content, which is something that they hadn't done. They would put seasons out, you watch them, and then you have to wait for the next show to come out.
Smart.
And so one of those things that they're trying to do is a weekly original. So we'll see. We'll see. They got to keep up. They got to keep up. Disney's not playing. And Hulu, obviously, Hulu, Roku, all these other services as well. To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Mic drop.
Bag drop.